All right, Shabbos, good morning. So we're continuing today in Perek Yotes, in the red edition. We left off on page Kuf Pei Vav. So the Ramchal left off. We're talking about now in the second aspect of Chassidus, which is the open Ha'asiyah. Ultimately, how we perform our mitzvos. So the Ramchal explained that underneath this umbrella of Asiyah, there are multiple parts, but the two primary parts are Yira and Ava, a sense of reverence or fear, and a sense of love. So remember, again, we began to discuss yesterday the Yira, and explained that within the Yira is a sense of Hachna, or ultimately like sublimation, sublimating of the self before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain element of Busha, and you come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chala Ava, we're picking up now with B'chala Ava, or B'chala Ha'ava, HaSimcha HaDveikos V'Hakina. And again, under the umbrella of Ava, and obviously we're going to explain each of these things in greater depth, but under the umbrella of Ava, there is Simcha, happiness, Dveikos, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kina. We'll discuss what that means. V'ata neva'arem echad echad. Let's now analyze and not just and understand each of these things one by one. So let's begin. Hine ikar hayira hi yiras haramavos. Suppose that when we speak about in general yiras Hashem, so remember yira, we sometimes people think that yiras Hashem means yiras haonesh, a fear of punishment. Now of course yiras Hashem can't be yiras onesh, because yiras onesh, just fear of punishment, is a very simplistic and almost childish way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, is there a system of reward and punishment? Of course there's. You know, there's the famous Gemara that says, Kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yevatron Me'osav. Whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatron, he just simply forgives everything. He overlooks everything, so the Gemara says his inside should spill out. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives those things for which we earn his forgiveness. But L'mais, again, there is a system in this world of reward and punishment. And to ignore that is simply to ignore, to have a lack of your emunah. So therefore, when we speak about Yira, Yira is Yira Saromimus, a reverence based on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, and so awesome, and so powerful, and so all-encompassing, that there's almost like a reverence that is engendered because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Shetzarach Adam Lachshov, person should think to himself while he's davening or while he's doing a mitzvah, that I'm not just simply davening, I'm davening before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings. Osha osa ha'ma'asahahu, or when I do a mitzvah, I'm doing it in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. V'mashe hisir ha'tana, this is what the Tana teaches us when he says, ukesha ata mispalo, when you daven, da, Lifnei mi atam spalo. Know before whom you daven. I will say, now this is an incredible yisod, because what the Ramchal is highlighting over here is that a person could go ahead and do all the mitzvos, daven all the tefillos, and feel absolutely nothing, which we all encounter sometimes. So why does that void of feeling occur? To which the Ramchal would explain, it's because we don't have God awareness. Don't have God awareness. That's what he's going over here. The Baal HaTanya begins, this is the first thing the Baal HaTanya begins with. In Tanya is this idea, the most important thing in life is God awareness. Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. That I know there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that I do, that he sees everything, and I know that I'm within his presence. That's the beginning of all Jewish service. If you have that, then by definition, think about it. It changes the way you daven. Because suddenly I'm not just saying words, I'm dialoguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is right here. I do a mitzvah. That mitzvah is a way of bolstering connection between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's right here. And the truth is, it informs actually everything in life, not just your mitzvahs and your tefillah. If you live life within the presence of God, then actions that I take, words that I use, everything that I do is shaped by that reality that I live in the presence of God. Which, just interestingly enough, the converse is also true. Which is why if I am struggling all the time with certain things, and I'm not careful with certain things, I'm not meticulous with certain things, or I don't really daven, or I daven, but I don't really have a tefillah experience, all of that is because I'm lacking Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I'm lacking God awareness. It's not necessarily, see, people think, oh, you have a problem with davening, it's because you don't understand the words, you have enough kavanah. So those may be contributing factors. But the essence really is because I lack God awareness. Because I don't really have an appreciation that I'm living my life in the midst of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll say to yourself, by the way, as an aside, so how does one cultivate God awareness? How does one cultivate God awareness? So interestingly enough, it's just one of those things where you keep on reinforcing it mentally. That a person says over and over and over, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I live in His presence. He is here with me. He's by my side. And over and over and over, a person reinforces it until at some point in time, like any other reinforced behavior, at some point in time, it becomes part of my consciousness. So he goes on, he says, V'hineh shlosha dvarim, tzarech she'yistakel ha'adam v'yisponin heitiv. There are three things that a person has to actively look at and actively contemplate. Kedei she'yagia al zos ha'yira, to reach this level of what he calls yiras haromimus, a reverence or recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are those three things? Ha'echad, she'u omeit mamish lifnei ha'bori yisparach shemo, v'nose v'nose nimo. So we'll say, number one is recognize that I quite literally stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I converse with him. Ha'papi she'ein eno sha'adim ra'ohu. Even though what? I don't see him. And we'll say, this is very important. Because what Rav Chaim is saying is, this idea that we stand in the presence of God, this is not an expression. This is a reality. It's a reality. So a person has to recognize that mamish, he stands in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately I have a give and take, I have a dialogical connection with God each and every moment, even though I don't see him. But understand, kizehu hayoser kasha sheitzdar v'leif ha'adam sira amiti. And we'll say, obviously, this probably is the most difficult part for us. Why? Because since we are physical beings, often we need, in order to connect to something, a physical form to it. And Yan inachush ozer lazeklal. So once I say that, here's the problem. The problem is, as we know, in this world, we rely heavily on our senses. We need our senses in order to establish certain realities for us. So here, the most important reality of life, which is A, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B, that I have a connection with Him, that I live in His presence. What's the great challenge? The great challenge is I can't rely on any of my senses to help affirm that. Richard will say, you know, you can say that the Rambam brings down, he says that if one wants to recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at nature. Look at nature. It's true. If you look how vast nature is, there's no question that you gain an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you still can't say, like, you know, like by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the Shira. So remember again, Klal Yisrael said, Zekei li va'anveyu. This is my God, I will exalt Him. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes on that pasuk, he says what? That they were able to point with their finger, and they were able to say, oh, Zekei li. There was such a manifestation of the Divine Presence that they were literally able to point to it. So the Ramchal says, this is the, even though this is number one, that a person has to recognize that they live within the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're able to converse with Him day after day. This is exceptionally difficult because I cannot perceive this with my senses. Page Kuf Pei Zayin. Onam, Mishahu Baal Seichel Nochol, but yet someone who is an intelligent individual, Kibim at his bonanus, the Simas Leif, Yuchal lekboa belibo amita sadavar. So the Ramchal says something very interesting. He says, someone who is an intelligent individual with a bit of his boninos, a bit of contemplation, and sima slave. Sima slave means what? Putting heart to it or paying attention. Now, if you look at 74, he suggests over here, his bonus of sima slave, his boninos, lifnei hatfila, b'sima slave, b'shas hatfila atzma. So this is very interesting. The Ramchal seems to feel that Lamaisa, this Hisboninos and Simas Leiv are referring to prayer. So with a little bit of Hisboninos, prior preparation for Tefillah, meaning again, meditation, contemplation, just thinking before davening, Simas Leiv, paying attention to the words of davening themselves, what'll happen? Yuchalik bo'abalibo amita sadavar. A person will be able to embed within their hearts this true ideology. Eich hu ba v'nosein mamish imo yisparach. How a person has literally the ability to go ahead and converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U lefanav hu mischanein and with him he in front of him he supplicates. Umeitu mevakesh, I'm requesting everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Vohu yisparach shemo ma'azino, the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to me. Umakshav ledvar, listens to my words. Kasha yedaber ish areihu, just like a person speaks to his friend. Vereihu makshiv vishomea elav, and his friend ultimately listens and pays attention to him. So I'll say, this is really amazing. So the first thing that Ramchal says is that if a person wants to have this God awareness, a person wants to have this Shivisi Hashem Negdi summit, so what's the first step? What's the first step? The first step is paying attention. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you have to make the time to think about these things. His bonanos contemplation before davening, kavana, paying attention to the words during davening. But the problem is what? We'll say, of course, our great problem with everything is we never have any time. Never have any time. What are you so busy with? I'm not sure. But all I know is that I don't have time. When will you have time? Not sure at all, but it probably won't be anytime soon. Do you know why? No idea, except I'm just very busy. So it's what he's saying over here is, so if you have no time to think, if you have no time to contemplate, then of course I'm not going to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the good news is that with a little bit of pre-prayer contemplation, a little bit of during prayer contemplation, this idea, this feeling that there is a Ribono Shel Olam can absolutely become embedded in my heart. I just have to give myself the space to be able to go ahead and feel that. He goes on, V'achar sheyikba zeh b'dayto. Let's do one more line. But after he establishes this in his heart, Tzarech sheyisponin aroma muso yisparach. So we'll say, if I'm able to accomplish the first part of this, and I'm able to reach a level where I feel, I know that there is a Ribono Shel Olam, and I know that I have a connection with him. And that's based on the hisboninos, the pre-davening contemplation, that's based on the kavanah during davening itself. If I reach that level, so now I know there is a Ribono Shel Olam. I know that he exists, and I know that he's in my life. So what happens? After that, Tzar Sheyisponin Aroma Musa Yisparach. I have to contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher hu meromam v'niskav al kol bracha u'tehila, that he is exalted and uplifted above every blessing and every prayer. Al kol minei shlemos shetuchal machshavtenu ledamos u'lahavin, on every single form of perfection that our limited thought is able to understand or to contemplate. So as I said, the idea over here is very interesting. So this first step over here of coming to an appreciation that I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish. I stand before God, I speak with God, I live with God. That, says the Ramchal, is the first step in what he calls Yiras Hashem. Because remember again, he's defining Yiras Hashem not as fear of punishment, that's very elementary and very simplistic, very childish, rather Yiras Haromimus, a recognition or reverence for the greatness of God. So how do you arrive at an understanding or an appreciation of the greatness of God? So the first step is to recognize that I live within the presence of God. That's step number one. How do you recognize that you live within the presence of God and that when you talk, you dialogue with God? How does that occur? So that, again, the Ramchal suggests his boninos and ksimas leiv. So literally contemplation or meditation. In the footnote, it says before davening, simas leiv means paying attention during davening, and a person ultimately will come to this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I come to the recognition that God exists in my life, the next step after that is what? That a person begins to contemplate the Ribono Shel Olam's greatness. Alright, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up again. We're not finished with this Yiras Hashem. We'll pick up with the next section in Yiras Hashem tomorrow.